c'est ça qui fait
pas quoi m'a bien fin payé. Nous pas moun la grande société, n'a roulé songe quoi en Dieu, maman. Pito nous chante souple, relé l'espoir côté lié. Pour nous pas décourager, car nous existons. Maman chérie, c'est où toute vie, détermination. Geste tendresse, affection manqué, tout ça cause des situations. M'gado l'anjo, gade m'lange, c'est que nous tout décapraché, maman.
Vax, fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It's...
I can't say.
All right, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Sorry I'm late, he says. All right, Steve Albini passed this past, I believe it was Tuesday, leaving a big gaping hole in the indie rock pantheon. He's well known as a audio engineer. He doesn't like the word producer. And, of course, an early proponent and pioneer of punk rock and hardcore from the Midwest. He lived in Chicago after moving there from Missoula, Montana, where he was from originally, and formed a number of bands, Big Black, Shellac, Rape Man, and a big producer, audio engineer for Nirvana, PJ Harvey, The Pixies, many others. And closely aligned with the indie rock label Touch and Go, also based in Chicago. So we're going to start things off here with this track from Atomizer, one of Big Black's first records. We're going to hear Passing Complexion. Oh, sorry, we're going to hear Kerosene, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I think I lay you late now. slipper scent seemed to come my way. But I've never seen a starlet or a riot or the violence of you. I am the atom in the scarlet. I am the makeup on your eyes.
Beautiful. I love that song. The Breeders Off You from Tidal TK. Steve Albini, audio engineer for that one. Prior to that, The Jesus Lizard with Mouth Breather from Goat. It was Shellac, Steve Albini's project. Didn't We Deserve a Look at You the Way You Really Are? I wasn't about to play all 12 minutes of that, so we had to fade that out in the middle. That was from Terraform. And Big Black's Kerosene from Atomizer, arguably their finest record. This is our Steve Albini show. Passed away last week at a heart attack on the 7th. I think that was Tuesday. And, you know, to call him like a hardcore, hard rock, or hard punk pioneer would be a little more oversimplifying than you really should be talking about him in that way, in the sense that he produced a lot of other bands that were not doing hardcore, that were just rock or they were alternative or just indie, as we heard there from the Breeders. And same can be said of this next group, The Wedding Present. This is Corduroy off of Sea Monsters, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
And now I've kissed you, I'll show you how I missed you. Before you even say a word, I already heard. Someone told me, but don't speak now, just hold me. You wandered up a cul-de-sac, and now you've come back. Just the same, you hit.
All right, that's the Dirty Three. With Ends of the Earth from the Ocean Songs record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And hard to believe that's Steve Albini, but it is. Such a wide palette did he present. Allegedly, he would produce anybody who approached him. Like, he would work with unsigned bands. He would work with bands such as Nirvana back in the day. They couldn't have been a bigger band in the world, and they worked with Steve Albini on their follow-up to Nevermind. So he ran the whole gamut. They just needed to have, I guess, some kind of an indie sensibility. Prior to that, we had Urge Overkill with The Kids Are Insane from the Supersonic Storybook. And allegedly, after this record, Urge Overkill were signed to a major label. They had a song on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Remember, it was a cover of Neil Diamond. I think it was Neil Diamond, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. And he allegedly flipped out at Urge Overkill for leaving the independent world of Touch and Go and signing with Geffen. And so he was like a staunch advocate for the independent labels, kind of like an Ian MacKaye type character. Before that, we had Big Black with The Model. That was a Kraftwerk cover from Songs About Fucking. And The Wedding Present with Corduroy. Sea Monster is the name of that one. Awesome. Having a great show. Sorry I was late. I feel like I left a few minutes on the table there. Those are valuable when you only have an hour. All right. Do you want to get heavy? That's the question John Spencer is asking you in his record, Acme, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
Roscoe, there's a boy I can know so well. Be a baseball player. Kane, baby sitting on my knee. Luther, I got an electric band. I'll keep me cool in the summer. Woodrow, Douglas. There's a boy I could know so well.
People, I don't understand about you. I got to stop. Do you wanna get?
All right, we got a problem here. All right, let's try it again. Ready? Go.
I got a broken fist. Uh-huh. Oh! I got a broken fist.
All right. Underneath, of course, Superchunk on the Mouth from Incidental Music 91 to 95. Produced or engineered by Steve Albini. Before that, Pixies' Broken Face from Surfer Rosa, one of the stalwarts, or one of the pillars of the indie music scene in the 80s and the 90s. PJ Harvey, of course, Rid of Me, the title track from that one. All right, we're about done here. I'm going to wrap things up, of course, with In Utero, a track from there. This is radio-friendly Unit Shifter. Felt like that'd be appropriate, given his staunch support of the indie music scene. This has been our Steve Albini Show. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.